Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. You've probably heard that the Mayan calendar will come to an end this December, and some say the world itself. David Stewart, the David and Linda Schell Professor of Mesoamerican Art and Writing at the University of Texas at Austin, explains a recent find that highlights the date's significance in Mayan culture.
As we fast approach the end of 2012, I'm sure that we will all be hearing more and more about the ancient Maya calendar, and especially of the idea that all will end on December the 21st. Well, it turns out that the ancient Maya never actually predicted the end of times. In the Maya scheme of time, the approaching date is nevertheless important and meaningful. It was thought to be the turn of an important cycle, or as they put it, the end of 13 baktuns. The thing is, there are many more baktuns still to come. It turns out their calendar was far larger than we believed just a few years ago, with future cycles well beyond the baktun that won't change or turn over for vast numbers of years, well beyond trillions, in fact. New research is also telling us about how the ancient Maya thought of time in terms of their world and their local politics. Colleagues working just this year at the ruins of La Corona in Guatemala excavated many ancient inscribed stones. I arrived there this past May to study and decipher the hieroglyphic texts, and I was stunned to see that one actually mentions the upcoming turn of the cycle in 2012. The hieroglyphs emphasize 7th century history and politics, linking the reign of an ancient king of La Corona to the turn of the 13th baktun many centuries into the future. Their point was to associate the local king's time on the throne to time on a far more cosmic scale. So I see the notion of a 2012 apocalypse really coming from our own culture and not from anything the ancient Maya ever said or believed. The great irony here is that the Maya calendar doesn't just keep going. In fact, it encompasses periods of time that are far bigger than what we know of our own cosmology.
That was David Stewart of the University of Texas at Austin. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world. It's the end of the world.